Grace and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You probably know the story of the Trojan horse. The city of Troy was a military power, and its defenses were impenetrable. You could not get into the city of Troy. The Greek armies tried to attack it, besiege it, but they could find no success. And so they turned tail and left. And as it was the custom in those days, when an army gave up, it would leave a gift behind in order to say, well, don't be mad at me for attacking you. And so they left behind a horse, a large horse. The Trojans brought the horse into their city. But little did they know that inside the horse were 30 Greek soldiers. And those soldiers, when the time was right, after waiting until everybody was settled down and not suspecting, they climbed out of the horse and opened the gates and let the rest of their army in. Troy fell by the Trojan horse. Now, Pastor Nolan Astley in Kitchener says, he tells this story at the beginning of one of his Palm Sunday sermons. And he says that Palm Sunday is the Trojan horse of the church year. It is the entry of Christ into the company of his people. It is the arrival of the Savior, the King, who comes to us in a humble way, but still to conquer and relieve us of all our enemies, especially sin and death. Now, Palm Sunday is a really happy day. It was a happy day the very first time it happened. And the people were waiting for the Savior so long that joy just overflowed from them. Christ gets in by making himself nothing, by making himself low. He doesn't come on a horse, he comes on a colt. He comes by serving and gets in by serving, even obeying to the point of death, even death on a cross. He dies for our sins as our substitute. His death and his resurrection are what draws people to him. For if he had not died and had not promised that we would live, we would struggle to find another way to God, as many people do. But Jesus' work is not over. Even though he finished it on the cross on Good Friday, he still wants people to be saved by having faith in him. And sadly, many people do not. They're still looking for their salvation. Jesus wants not only to get into our world and to die on the cross for us, but he also wants to get into our hearts. And unfortunately, many hearts have turned cold toward him. I had a dream the other night, and it was a kind of an odd dream. I think it had something to do with watching too many NCAA March Madness basketball games, but I had this dream that one of our members was on one of these basketball teams. And so I was very eager to find out when that team played, and maybe I could see this fellow play basketball. Well, I tried to get a hold of him, and I couldn't do that. I tried on the internet to to find out when the game was, but I didn't know what team he played for because it was news to me that he was on the team. I called up his mom and dad, and they didn't know either because he didn't tell them when the game was and what it was about. But he did tell them that he was definitely playing, but they didn't know when. Well, finally, I got him on the phone. And he told me, oh, yeah, the game's over. I said, okay, how did it go? And he says, you know, it doesn't matter. I said, well, why didn't you let us know? And why do you say it doesn't matter? He said, I found out that by not telling anybody about my game, just telling them that I was there playing, I found out that by waiting, more people contacted me than ever before. They contacted me because, and it felt really good, because I was playing and they wanted to share that with me. By waiting, I got so many personal words, so much support, and I was in people's thoughts. I didn't even care if we won or if I played or if I did well. Waiting. Waiting is how Jesus gets in. He's waiting for people to finally get the idea, get the message that there is a God who cares about us. That there is a Savior from all that we're worried about. That there is a God who draws so close to us that we can touch Him. That His forgiveness will wash our sins away. That His body and blood will feed us. This is what Jesus is waiting for. Now that tells me two things. It tells me that we have to be humble and put down our pride and to say to other people, do you have a God like this? Do you want to know the God that I know? Because Jesus is waiting for them. And it also tells me that Jesus' patience is paying off. Because by being patient, more and more people are joining that Palm Sunday procession. More and more people are coming to faith. He's waiting for the people of our generation and the next to hear the gospel, to be converted. Don't make him wait too long by being silent, by not getting out there and saying the things that he has given us to say. Pastor Wilbert Salick is Wayne's brother. I see Wayne out here. And Wayne gave me one of his sermons on audio not too long ago. And this sermon makes the point that not everyone at the Palm Sunday procession was in the Palm Sunday procession. That Palm Sunday procession is still going on, and still people are watching it and not getting into it. But many people are joining it. And many people are finding that their Savior has come to them. He came to them by taking away their sins upon the cross. And he came to them by living in their hearts by faith, by the power of his Holy Spirit, so that we could carry him everywhere we go and never be away from him, now and forever. He will help us with our problems, with our addictions, with our relationship problems, with our problems of unbelief. The people that we talk to have these problems. And Jesus is there to rescue them, just like he rescued us. In his precious name, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.